Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. I'm back. It's a Monday edition of the conversation. Last week I had to take off. I had family came first and I had some major family stuff I had to take care of. See, that's the thing. There's not everything. Just because you're on the air and I'm hurt all around the world doesn't mean, you know, everything I do is out there. I'm not public about 100% of everything that goes on in my life. But I am back, folks. It's a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. A Santa Fe DA says possibility, you know, kind of that Alex Baldwin didn't pull the trigger in the fatal Russet shooting. Really? Are you kidding me? Who is that? Casper the Friendly Ghost? If you know what kind of gun it is, oh my, jeez. I wonder how much he's getting paid. Oh, he's got a gun in my... I mean, Alex Baldwin didn't pull the trigger. No, he could have. I just got a gun to my back. I have to do what he told me. Oh, Lord, help us. Lord. Casper, the Friendly Ghost, pulling the trigger. The magic gun. It shot itself. Facebook suspended Ohio Senate candidate Josh Medel for 24 hours after he posted an image that read "Veterans before illegal," and Facebook labeled it as violating hate speech. Kind of like when I basically said that, hey, I don't believe that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. I believe he was murdered, and I have a post that kind of, and they said that violated their stance, like on post against like that are pro like suicide, when I'm basically proving that in my post that someone didn't commit suicide, but I got banned because they kind of say it's gonna, well, I'll get into that. This is just Veterans Before Illegals is hate speech. Wow. Yeah, I want my Daytona Rolex from the Rolex 24-hour race because I didn't race, but I want one. They just need to give me one. I always used to go to the Rolex Grand Time DT series. This is like, yeah, where's our free samples of Rolexes? You know, they hand out, like, you know, like if you, like if an oil company sponsors a race, you get, like, oil. They'll give you, like, coupons or whatever. Now, where's our Rolex watch? Joking, of course. Police in Ottawa has confirmed 191 arrests of the convoy, and they're looking at charging 391 charges and all this stuff. They're violating their charter rights. Yeah, if you're a Canadian and you're listening, get your passport out and look at your charter rights. You're being effed. Are they not teaching you your charter rights in Canada like they're not teaching kids the Constitution? Because if they don't know they have freedoms and they can take them away, well, even if they know they have freedoms, they manipulate it so that, oh, I'm gonna get into that. I'll save that for later. No, I'm going to get into that. But don't worry, folks. Average a 20% increase across 50 major cities as rents and mortgages and everything go through the roof. And the Canadian Mounted Police, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, say they're looking into alleged screenshots of text messages circulating this weekend that appear to show Canadian officers celebrating a woman who was kind of like, you know, like ran over. And like them celebrating all the brutality that's happened, you know, when they've done stuff and people have gotten hurt. They're celebrating it, so they're going to investigate it. Okay. I don't think so. Kind of like, we're going to investigate Hillary Clinton again. No, you're not. It's just trying to get you to think that, hey, we're going to do something. There is, now they're trying to say that, like, we're playing a pawn. We're using kids as pawns. If you don't want to get your kid vaccinated against COVID-19, that you're, how dare you, using your kid as a pawn in a political chess game. I'll get into that, because I got some choice words for that and so much more. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. Don't forget John 15, verse 5. Yes, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and in them, and I in them, will produce much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. Yes, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. And thank you so much for tuning in. I am back. I had to take care of some family stuff last week, so it's kind of a whew. And we're in the process of getting everything taken care of, so. But I want to get into this. A Santa Fe DA, district attorney in Santa Fe, New Mexico, says it's possible Alec Baldwin didn't pull the trigger in the fatal Rust set shooting. Well, who pulled the trigger then? I want to know. Was it Casper? I mean, who? Who pulled the trigger? We really want to know who pulled the trigger. Alec Baldwin pulled the trigger. I mean, if they're going to say, well, he really, no, he needs to man up and say, I did it. I screwed up. I shouldn't be. I mean, you have all these anti-gun liberals in movies with guns. That should be your first clue. They don't know anything. Sorry, we need to go back to educating kids, okay? This is a gun. This can kill you. We're going to show you what not to do. In my day, you had 10 and 2. I call it the 10 and 2 thing. You have 10 fingers and 2 fists. You win some, you lose some, but you live to fight another day. Now you think all bad with that gun, aren't you? You're afraid to get an ass whooping. That's one of the greatest clips in a movie. And I have to walk Smokey down the street. Man, I never moved into this neighborhood to know if you needed a gun to walk down the street. My day, this is all we had, and you showed us 2 fists. You win some, you lose some, but you live to fight another day. And you're afraid to get an ass whooping. You don't always win. And usually when you don't win, it's when you're trying not to fight, and they just, okay, I'm not trying to fight you. Then they just, you're going on massive offense after you're getting pummeled. But I can't believe it that they're saying that, well, he might not have actually pulled the trigger. I mean, you know, the gun was just sitting there on the shelf and it just magically went off. Are you kidding me? Was there like magical pixie dust gun firing powder that was sprinkled on it and it just shot its own? Are you kidding me? It's like the map I saw said, like, it was a flat earth map, and it said when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, they'd have to go from one side of the map all the way from, like, the right side all the way to the left side. It was like, it would have been like, yeah, it didn't even make sense. But anywho, it was just hilarious that people, you know, it could have just malfunctioned and that. And yeah. See, I always thought that the guns that they had on sets looked real, but they couldn't shoot anything. And they just CGI'd in all the effects of a gun going off. I didn't know they could actually really shoot. I thought blanks were done with a long time ago, but imagine if that was some sort of conservative and accidentally that gun went off, it'd be 24/7 front page news. Folks, here we go. You want guns, Lib? You want guns, conservatives? We're MSDNC. Look at that. You killed somebody because you had to have a gun. Here, it's like, well, that gun just kind of went off on its own. You know, it goes to show you that, you know, that you don't have to actually hold the gun or do anything for it. It just, they can just magically go off on their own, you know. Oh, my God. It's like Facebook coming out recently and banning a GOP candidate, Josh Mandel, after he basically put a post up with an image that said veterans before illegals. And I'm going to get into this because I've had taken down and like I shared stuff from NBC and it got flagged. Well, it's on NBC's website. It's on this. How is it flagged as, or I get like blocked or suspended? I mean, I think I'm like, I don't even know when I can go back to being Facebook Live. And what's funny is every time I go watch something on Facebook Live, like every 5 seconds it comes up, you can't do Facebook Live. Do you agree with this decision? And I just keep saying no, no, no. And it interrupts the Facebook Live thing. Like, they don't want me to be on Facebook Live. I don't know. Man, I've been kicked off the Hillary Clinton pages and all kinds of stuff. Because they can't argue with you, when they can't debate you, not really argue, they argue, I'm just trying to debate simple facts. Yeah. Now, like, I love it that I have a post on my thing that has, let's see if I can find it. Mr. Bean, and he's just sitting there. He's like, I'm waiting for all the pro-Biden posts to start happening. Like, hey, I'm glad I voted for that guy. I don't know anyone that supports Biden. Yeah, as well, and I can send Mr. Bean. He's like, I'm waiting on all those, look how awesome Biden is posts coming across my Facebook feed. Like, has him like sitting in the field looking like this. It's hilarious. I'm like, all these, he had like a record number of votes and now like no one supports him. I don't see any Build Back Better hats, shirts, no Biden posts. Look at how many people still have Trump stuff hanging up. Where's the, everyone that voted for Biden, their stuff is hidden. Like, oh crap, I don't want to be, like they're ashamed. I screwed up. I voted for him. You notice how you don't see any like Biden signs in the yards or flags or anything? Like where my parents live, near where they live, they know like 90, like out of like 20 houses, like 18 or 19 voted for that retard, and not one of them. One still had a Black Lives Matter sign in the yard, and they're white. I'm like, isn't that the biggest oxymoron? You're white with a Black Lives Matter sign, and they don't even care about their own black people. Well, yeah, technically they do, because if you want an organization that focuses on black-on-black crime and death, then you need a different organization, because that's more Black Lives Matter. See, they're about, like, when a cop gets shot at and he shoots back and kills the black guy, then we got problems. And that's when we come in, because even though he was shot in the arm by the black guy, he can't shoot back, I guess. Who knows? 50 black people killing black people all day long and no one cares. Or yeah, if you want to have black on black crime, you need to have a separate thing, you know. But it's just nuts, man. But when I had Clark Griswold and his son, and he goes, "Dad, do we have to hang these Christmas lights?" And the caption goes, "Well, son, just like Jeffrey Epstein, these lights won't hang themselves." Basically saying that Jeffrey Epstein didn't commit suicide. He was killed. And it got flagged as violating the community standards on suicide, because when you're basically making the point that someone did not commit suicide, it's gonna encourage someone to end their life. I'm just waiting for someone to commit suicide and then they have a post like that and they try to sue you and come after you saying that because of that people are committing suicide and they come after you. I can see it. Not, well, could it happen? Or 1,000,000%. See, there was a thing in my day called a dial. If you didn't like what you heard, turn the dial. That's why you have many channels. Because unless you're paralyzed and you accidentally hit the button and it goes to MSDNC, you don't have to watch that channel. You can turn off MSDNC and ABC and all this communist-controlled media. Not today. Now you have people that watch an hour special and then they get, "I can't believe I had to watch and sit through that." And then, okay. Wow, you have like 600 channels on your TV plus, and you had to sit through that? You couldn't change the channel? Are you kidding me? I hate when people bitch and complain. Now, if you watch, like, if the movie started and you got 2 minutes into it and said, "No, I can't do this, sorry," and you went right out and said, "Hey, yeah, sorry, I didn't know this had a gay couple in it, I'm against them," or whatever the case, whatever, "I want my money back. Or can I go into another theater and watch something else?" And then I got you. So like the people that eat like 95% of their meal, "Yeah, this wasn't no good, I want my money back." Okay, you have two bites of it, you say, "Man, first bite didn't taste right, let me try a second bite, didn't taste right." I told one guy one time in a restaurant, I'm like, "Not much I can do for you." He laid into me, "Here, here, beep, 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 beep." I'm like, "Well, there's not much I can do for you, sir, because considering how much you've eaten, how bad could it really be? If it was bad, I would have like one bite and say, well, let me try again. Yeah, it doesn't taste right." And by the second bite, I'm like, "Yeah, I need to say something." You don't eat 95% of it and then say it tastes bad and then try to get your money back. I'd probably eat half of what you've eaten, take the rest home, and I'd be full. You ate 95% of it and then you try to claim it as bad. Not today. Not on my watch. Stand behind me, Satan. You know, we live in this world where people watch something and then they get pissed off and offended. And like, well, if you don't watch it, if you like what I have to say, great. If you don't, you can find another Blog Talk conversation. You can watch TV, do something else. I'm tired of people that piss and moan about something. Well, you didn't have to watch it. There was a dial. Now, if you're in someone else's car and you're stuck listening to country, I got something in the wire. I want to check this out real quick, folks. Yeah, this is coming from the wire, folks. If you haven't heard, there are reporters in Ukraine, and they heard massive explosions and gunfire, and they were kind of halted to safety. Russia is invading Ukraine, and through the wire, it's just a start. He's going to invade Ukraine, take over Ukraine, and then start going and next and start taking over in Europe and everything else. And we've got, I forgot to tell you, folks, I went to the bank today thinking it was going to be open because since we don't got a president, they're not going to be closed for President's Day because it was canceled. That's wrong. Nope. Yeah, President's Day isn't canceled. Even though we don't got one, it's not canceled. Because I went to go do some banking. And nope. But we ain't got a president. And now, I want to know where all the liberals were when Trump was getting peace prizes nominated for him for Middle East peace and all this, doing all this peace. There was not one war started under Trump. Nope. Not one war started under Trump. Nothing. And all these, you know, and all these, where were these anti-war liberals praising Trump for that? Where were they? Where were the anti-war people praising Trump for getting us out of wars and not starting one? Because these liberals don't know anything. Oh, who said that? Oh, that had to be Hillary Clinton. I know she did. Yeah, wow, you're actually right. She did say that. Because they would have all these sayings. And who said this? Oh, that had to be Trump. He's a racist. That had to be Sarah Palin or some like right-wing conservative. No, that was actually Hillary Clinton's. What? Hillary Clinton said it? No way. Yep, here's the audio for saying that. Oh, no way. And it was things that these people would go ballistic if Trump said it or if a Republican said it. But when they found out it was like Hillary Clinton, like, oh, yeah, yeah, whatever. But Russia is fully invading Ukraine, and they're going to just slowly go in and take over. And before you know it, it's going to be... Oh, folks, remember, if you're my age, you remember the fallout shelters. The Cold War is back, folks. Thank your lovely president. Now, where's all these anti-war people? Now, where are all these, where are all these Poe Biden people that thought he was Jesus Christ, that he got like a record number of votes? Where are all these people? He didn't get a record number of votes. It was all BS. Now, you know how, like I always talked about with that Gold Rush show where, like, I got sick and tired because all they did was fight and argue and piss and moan. I'm like, sweet. I'm done with it. Okay, if I want to, I'll just watch the very end when they weigh all the gold. When Michigan coach Juwan Howard throws, I don't think he threw a punch. As far as wild melee with Wisconsin, and this is not appropriate and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, this is cool. Now it's exciting. But what it looks like to me is when he throws it, I'd have to put it in slow motion. But it looks like to me that he goes out and, like, slaps him, and when he comes back, his hands in a fist. He doesn't really actually punch him or anything. And I'm like, sweet. You know, like yeah, all right. Here we go, man. Excitement. That's just me, though. But it was like an all-out brawl. I guess it's only acceptable in hockey where people can fight and punch and kick and, like, yay. I was just waiting for Michael Buffer to come on there. Let's get ready to rumble. I mean, I remember there was a college football game where they did everything because for advertisement sakes, they tried to get him to call a timeout, and he goes, no, I'm not doing it. And they were like, take a timeout, and he goes, no, we're on the field, we're not taking a timeout. And they were like pushing for a timeout so they can get more commercials in. Nope. And there was a, like, he was pissed about a timeout or something. But hey, like, yeah, that's exciting. And usually the games are boring, so you're like, you're not really paying attention because like nothing's really going on. It's kind of, yeah, and then all of a sudden, like you see like 20 people on the feet on like the on the basketball court like throwing punches. Like, what the heck happened? But you know, no, I don't connect. Don't violence, but man. From what it looked like to me, like he like kind of slapped him when it came back was like a fist. I don't know. I like Juwan Howard though, man. I like him. He's we got us a Bobby Knight on our hands. Yes, sir. He's got my backing. He don't back down. That's what we need. We need people that don't back down. Okay, sorry, not today, Satan. Like, I've been kind of watching this because one of my buddies, Randy Jones, he's a DJ and has birthday recently. I've been watching all these videos where people get fired on the air. And it is, I don't know if I talked about this, but this one is so, it's from like 1988. He's going off. You ever wonder why Pink Floyd has 4.7 million albums sold and you never hear him on the radio? You ever wonder why we play like Madonna and Police, every breath you take, Madonna songs like 24/7, 365, like, yeah. Yeah, I want to get my, let's get the station manager in here. Let's have him explain why you never hear Pink Floyd or never hear the music you really want to hear. Why I can't play what I want to play. And I'm played only what I'm told to play and say what only I'm told to say. He goes AWOL. And then, of course, the manager's coming in and goes, turn my mic off. No, I'm not turning the mic off. Shut that mic off. I'm not shutting it off. And, oh, it's hilarious. Some of these where they get fired on there because they're like done with it. I'm tired of complying to the man. That's why I've never understood the music industry, because look at the following the Grateful Dead had from 1965 to 1995 and the mass following they have now with millions and millions and millions of fans who buy Dick's Picks, who buy the record store day stuff, who trade bootlegs to this day. What did they have? Touch of Grey? They had hardly any radio hits at all. Look at Fish. Look at Fish and the massive following they have. How many Fish songs you hear on the radio? String Cheese Incident. How many radio stations can play a 10-minute and 59-second song of Roll Over? I remember they played like a 14-minute version or something. He goes, what, 14 minutes? Man, this one, like, it's 10 minutes and 59 seconds on the Outside and Inside album. That was a cool tour. But it's just some of the greatest bands ever. Same thing with albums. You have a 12-song album, and the two songs on the radio are the worst songs in the album, and the rest of them are phenomenal, and you never hear them. That's the thing I always hate about Hollywood is when you hear people like, I never got a chance again because they consider me pigeonholed because I played this character. All they're going to think of me is that character. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, everyone's going to see me. They never gave me a chance to do other roles to see what people think. They just assume since I played this character, all they're going to do is assume I'm that character till the day I die. So I can't do anymore. Hollywood won't give me a chance because since I was Mr. Beaver, everyone's going to assume I'm Mr. Beaver no matter what. So I can, and it's just like, and that's how I feel. Like, well, we know what songs would make radio play. Okay, well, apparently not, because 99% of the albums, the radio songs are the two worst songs or the one worst song or the three worst songs in the whole album, and the rest are phenomenal. But don't worry, folks. Folks, I'm going to get into this because the Police laid 391 charges on 191 Freedom Convoy protesters in Ottawa during the crackdown. It's going to be interesting what they charge them with because they've done nothing wrong and they've made sure through attorneys and everything that they're not violating any rules or laws. And if you're a Canadian listening, get your passport and look at your charter rights because you're being effed in the A. Calling it like I see it, folks. And what they do is, this happens in the States too, don't mind you. They try to, even if you know the Constitution, they try to say, well, this mandate's about safety and security. Don't you want to be safe and secure? It's all BS, folks. All these idiots that, like, just shut up and get the vaccine so we can get back to normal. And not one of those same idiots are saying, wait a minute, why are people still getting COVID if they've been vaccinated? Folks, COVID, the vaccines are based, look at the COVID shot, look at it like the flu shot. You can still get the flu. It's just supposed to lessen your symptoms. Supposed to lessen your symptoms. There's no guarantee of it. I've known people that had not had the vaccine and had a mild COVID, like me and my wife. And I've known people who were vaccinated that were hospitalized. But I've known people who weren't vaccinated who were really sick and people who were vaccinated who weren't as sick. I'm sure the people that in the Wuhan lab can probably tell you more about this virus, but they're playing Russian roulette. Like, okay, let's just spin the wheel and see what happens. Okay, today, let's see how long we have to quarantine now. They spin the wheel. Okay, it's 5 days. You know, like, that's where they just make up stuff as they go along. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. You don't need that. You don't need the, we don't need a convoy in America. Just say, okay, we're not going to drive trucks. If you're going to make us get the vaccine as truckers, okay, we're going to park our trucks. Yep, I got COVID. Yep, because I want to be safe, I keep testing positive, so. I mean, heck, in my hometown, every place is hiring. If you can't find a job, Lord, because every single solitary place is hiring. I don't know one place that doesn't have a now hiring sign. And most of them, it's sad because, like, the warnings are like, please, please, you know, like you can start today. Like a place I used to work, I'm like, yeah, you need to put on your thing. Because some people may not realize they are a healthcare facility and healthcare workers have to be vaccinated. They kept that part of the mandate. So if you're in the healthcare, you have to be vaccinated, which, you know, but they're hiring for every position under, you know, LPNs, CNAs, everything, RNs, everything, cooks, dishwashers, hostesses, waitresses, all that crap. They're dying because a bunch of people like me that were there from like almost the beginning of the place left because, hey, I've had COVID. Oh, it don't matter. You still have to get the vaccine. That's just, so I'm gonna destroy the antibodies I have. Nope, I don't think so. Bye-bye. It's just ridiculous. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. We got Bidenflation. I went to Walmart, my local Walmart, because we don't have it here yet, but there are places where they have, like, you know how they have, like, those, when you get, like, a TV, like, the smaller TVs, or, like, they have, like the cross wire that has, like, the little circle spot that's, like, an anti-theft device that you can't leave the store. Yeah, they have that on meat now. People showing photos, well, they'd probably have that on our meat if we had any. Chicken is almost all gone. They have, like, no chicken. The little bit, I mean, a little tiny package of stew meat is $8. That if I stretched it, I might be able to get two meals for me and my wife. Two meals, maybe, if we stretched it. And you got just a little bit of meat, and you got, like, more, like, carrots and potatoes and veggies and stuff. I mean, rents are going through the roof. Mortgages are skyrocketing. shelves are running bare. I wonder what they're going to make up. I wonder what the convoy in America is going to be called. See, there's a difference. Our convoy, we can carry guns, so we can fight back. Yeah. I mean, gas, heating, everything's going through the roof. I don't hear anyone bitching about the gas price that voted for Biden. But after all, he did say, I'd get rid of America first. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. The dollar's going to collapse. So don't worry, folks. Yeah, you're gonna start to realize why your mom washed and reused aluminum foil and plastic bags, and she saved your bacon grease. I mean, anymore, if I cook bacon, I use that grease to cook. I buy the pre-cooked bacon, so I just put it in the microwave. See, I cook for a living, so when I get up in the morning, like on a day off, I don't want to cook. You know, I cook because my wife is not the greatest. I'm the man of the house. So I want to cook. So there's times where I'm just like, okay, I'm going to see if I can find $100 because I want to order like Taco Bell for delivery. Yeah, that would be sharing a taco, but you know, you get half, I get the other half. Kind of a joke. It's an inflation joke, but I'm serious. It's like I don't want to cook sometimes, but I'm like, okay, what do you want? Because I'm cooking. But it's one of those things that people don't get. They don't understand.
Melissa Will Crowd.
I'm on the air. I apologize. Folks, that's my producer calling me, and I need to let her know I'm on the air. Yeah, my wife is calling me, so I gotta let her know. That's the thing of being live and forgetting the... But yeah, she'll probably get the message. Like, yeah. Sometimes she's done that, and she's like, she needs me to do something, and forgets. Oh, but it's all good. I don't know. We'll find out. But yeah, I mean, it proves to me more that Trump won when there's nobody. I don't know anyone with anything pro Biden. I don't see anyone saying, I don't even have liberal friends saying, oh yeah, well, whoops, I made a mistake. But you still get these people that like, I can't believe you're not bashing me. I can't. Like, there are still some people out there. I don't get it. They just still like, well, hey, look at me. Like I can't believe. It just boggles my mind when you have people that were shoving down, and I'm not gonna mention any names, but they literally were like, "You're gonna drink, just shut up and drink Trump's Kool-Aid," and that exact same person is now telling me that I don't think for myself, I just whatever. I'm just gonna do whatever Trump tells me because I don't even question anything. I don't think. Now they're like, just get the vaccine. Don't even question it. Just get it. And, like, I can't believe you're not just getting the vaccine. Oh, my. Are you stupid? And what's funny is when they ease up on, like, things, like, yes, we're easing up on the mandates on this and this. And they're like, okay, I never wore a mask to begin with. Like, in Michigan, when, like, masks were, like, 100% mandated and stuff, you would go to Walmart and you'd see people walking with no mask on, so they got right to the door, and they would sometimes go inside and then put the mask on right there, and they weren't stupid. But it's okay, folks. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. Biden's going to fix everything. I'm going to save money by not buying meat because there won't be any and I can't afford it anyways. That's right, folks. And of course, we're using our kids as pawns in a political chess game because we're not, if we don't get them vaccinated, then we're doing our kids harm. I'd be like, okay, wow. So explain to me something here. What do you know about this vaccine and what it does to kids? Go ahead. Explain to me. What do you know? What research have you done? What long-term research of kids who've been vaccinated for over 5 years? What do you know about this vaccine and what it does to kids, good or bad? Where did you show me the info that you did to make a unbiased, impartial decision to get the vaccine for your kids? What data did you use? What website did you go to that was unbiased and said, hey, what did you use? Because we're apparently the bad guys. How dare you? Oh, dear. You're just playing a political chess game. Really? Well, okay. Show me what research you did to show that this vaccine is safe for your kids. It didn't because you don't have any. I don't know the long-term effects of this vaccine on adults or kids or anything. I'm just saying. Oh, geez. But yeah, I mean, seriously, folks. I think kids should be taken away from parents that get them vaccinated. You know, they're trying to push these vaccines on young kids and stuff, and the EU is like, nope, sorry, we're not having it. You know, it's just crazy. It's nuts. We're not we because, oh, so then, oh, because, like, my, because I don't believe that, I don't trust the vaccines. I should give it to my kids anyways because, no. I sometimes have the feeling, okay, a kid shouldn't get any shot when they're older, when they're 18. Okay. This vaccine, or this is this shot for this and this and this. This is the measles shot. Here's all unbiased data on this vaccine for the measles, the mumps, whatever. You, now that you're 18, you make the decision if you want to get these. It's just the world we live in. Oh, jeez. I tell you. Oh, jeez. I get this stuff all the time. I just got a thing that came up. And then I was thinking about this, you know, with all this, like, you know, like, trust the vaccines. And, dude, I trust these Facebook posts about our guitar store is closing due to mismanagement. Every guitar is $99. Due to poor management, our store is closing down, and all laptops are sold at low prices, $79. Yeah, okay. And they have, like, a photo of, like, all these, and it's, like, the same type of thing. Okay. And then some of them, when you go to look at the comments, and they're like, this is, I mean, it's just hilarious. And then some of them, I don't know where to get them, but there are people that actually post photos like, this is the guitar I got. I'm like, okay. They had one where it was like, well, they had like, what was it, like Jackson guitars for like $69. I'm like, okay, if that has a true Floyd Rose bridge and tremolo system, that's more than $69 right there to get one of those. And I had like, when I went to the website, it had like Martin D50, I mean like Martin guitars for like $69. I don't think so. Not today, Satan. I mean, it's just like so fake. But what's funny is that one guitar, like a couple of the things, they did say they accepted PayPal, which you have like, so if it is a scam, you would get your money back. If you didn't get anything shipped, you can say, hey, cancel, I want my money back. You know, so there's some benefits. So I was like, wow, because some of these, still, I trust these things more than I trust the vaccine. But don't worry, folks. It's just sad how people treat you. It's just hilarious because, I mean, people need to wake up and we make our own decisions. It's funny how, like, you can still get and spread and do everything with COVID, but I'm affecting the whole world because I'm not getting COVID, or my kid is a pawn in a game. It's just one of those things, folks. People need to wake up and smell the roses. People aren't pawns. We make choices in our life. I make choices. You make choices. I'm so tired of, like, oh, we're the problem. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Wow, I've got 8 minutes left in the program, just under 8 minutes, like 8:50, but thank you so much for tuning in. Wake up, people. You're being brainwashed. Your freedoms are like your freedoms are selfish, like you shouldn't. I can't believe it. Dude, there's a thing called freedom. Our forefathers said, give me liberty or give me death. Not like, well, you know, if the vaccine, you know, I mean, if we have a pandemic, then you need to give up some of your freedom. No. You do whatever you want to. I'm living my life. Guess what? The only sure things in this life are death and taxes. That's right, folks. Death and taxes are only two guaranteed things in life. And guess what, folks? You're going to die someday no matter what. I'm living my life. If I die from COVID, I die from COVID. I can stay at home and seclude and go into my closet and lock the door and have a heart attack and die. Or I can live my life, and if I die, I die. You know, that's we're not using kids as a pawn, folks. My wife, you know, we're not using kids, but that's what you're doing, because how dare you refuse? No, I think you should... I can't believe they're trying to say that we're using a kid as a pawn.
How are we using kids as a pawn?
As a political pawn, because since we don't believe in the vaccine and we don't get our kids vaccinated, we should be, you know, we should...
Okay, how about this one? I don't believe any babies should have any kind of vaccine. I mean, babies should be vaccinated. Kids could be vaccinated after two. Biology 101, I learned this in high school. You get a full immune system in your body. 2 years after, it takes 2 years for you, your immune system to be built. You add stuff in it, you alter it.
Yep.
God made us.
See, there are people, I've often believed, okay, you shouldn't get any shots until you're 18. And then when you're 18, then you can make your own choice. You don't want to have this measles vaccine or this measles shot or this mumps shot or whatever.
No, the thing is, like, there are some vaccines I do agree with. But I think you should wait till the child's immune system
is
fully developed.
Yep.
That's
exactly.
It.
Yep. And some people don't get it. They just think...
I don't take a flu shot that's been... Well, they change it every year because...
It doesn't work.
But, well, there's a new variant of the flu every year.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's two. They have a flu A and a flu B. If you think, you do your research, you find these things out. I don't do that. You think they're going to do something that haven't even been 3 years in the making? I mean, they made it in how long? And I don't care if it was President Trump. I don't care if it was Reagan. Who was president? Has nothing to do with it because he wasn't in the lab making it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's who in the lab. Do you honestly think I can trust Fauci? No. H to the N. No.
Oh, I trust those faces because I was telling my listeners, I'm going to repeat this for my wife, they had like a thing, this guitar shop was mismanaged. Every guitar was $99. And then they had one where it said, this computer store was mismanaged. Every laptop, $79. And I'm like, yeah, I trust those over the vaccine. But one of them I got that had that, it seems legit because it used PayPal. So if they accept PayPal, if it's not, if you don't get something, you can get your money back. But still, I mean, that's what doesn't get me. Like I was talking about earlier, what research did you do in investigating the vaccine to
and
say?
Why? I don't know if you know this or if you talked about it. You do know that the big companies like Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, that. Thank you. You know they don't want to release the COVID data?
Yeah, they don't.
Until, like, what, 2030? Do you know why? I've heard this, don't know how true it is, but within 10 years, at least 60% of the people that took the vaccine will be passed away. Probably more closer to 5.
Well, I've heard that, like, it's to get rid of half of the population. And like I've
Why do you think Bill Gates is in on this?
Mm-hmm. Like I tell people, look up.
You didn't get it. Do you know that?
Yeah. Like I tell people, look at the Georgia Guidestones that's in Georgia, and it has a, there's a quote on there about keeping the Earth's population to a certain level. And I've heard this for years, that there's a lot of very precious and rare resources on planet Earth that are being wasted by too many people, and we need to do something about it. And this could be
what we need to do is trying to fix our health system. Because I'm ashamed to be a part of it.
Don't even get me. Yeah, I could do a whole 3-hour show just on this BS health system. Well, it's amazing when you remind people in the healthcare system what their oath is, how quickly it changes.
I had to do that this week, didn't I?
Yeah.
You can tell that story if you want to.
Oh, yeah. My wife is at the hospital. Just I got about 2 minutes left in the program, but almost one. And like, our niece is getting, like, crap care. Like, they don't give two craps about anything. They're not doing anything. That, I mean, there was a pill on the floor.
Yeah, there's a pill on the floor. When it comes to my family, I'm sorry, and I think every patient and every patient's family is like this. When they want care, they want it next.
Yeah.
I didn't take her to the emergency room because I felt like it.
Yeah. And she's like, she goes, give me about 10 seconds to slow my roll and calm down. And she's like, you need to remember your oath.
Well, you know what? And from healthcare CNAs to doctors, we're told that this does not just apply to doctors. It might apply differently to us. But the first thing you learn is do no harm.
Yeah.
And all of you, and I point to everyone in that nursing station, all of you, especially since this pandemic COVID crap, is that's all y'all are doing.
Yep.
Can't even clean the room. My guests come in there.
And she, and next thing you know, the next day, what happens? She's on the sixth floor, has got a room, got a TV. They're monitoring her. Maybe it does take people like me who worked in a healthcare facility that know that, okay, if you don't know how to make this meal properly for someone, you get someone that can, so you do no harm, so you don't choke them, so they don't have the wrong diet.
If you don't know how to lift someone, this is being a CNA. If you don't know how to change a catheter or into a catheter, if you don't know how to change somebody who is dirty or give them a bath or shave them or lift them or feed them, you get someone to show you how. You do not hurt them, and in lifting, you do not hurt them or yourself.
Thank you so much. I got it. I'm almost out of time, but remember
I'm sorry,
folks.
I got it myself.
Oh, it's all good. But with the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, who mutually pledge each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Remember, folks, stand up for your freedoms while you still have something to stand up for. God bless you all, and good night, and goodbye.